So as we continue our entrepreneur's journey, we have Donna Stone of Stone Business Coaching on the line at the moment.
And Donna's a Redlands-based business coach. She helps business owners to achieve their goals through business education, support, guidance and accountability. She's written several books and e-books on this topic, and she posts frequently on social media on the topics of business improvement. Good evening and welcome, Donna.
Good evening. Thank you for having me. A pleasure to be here tonight.
Delightful. Thanks for joining us. So, I mean, Donna, first of all, I mean, you're a business coach, but you're also a local business owner. So before we drill into our core topic, how's life been for you business-wise in this time of COVID-19 and all this kind of stuff?
Well, actually, it hasn't been terribly different from my norm because I do a lot of my coaching calls via phone or Zoom. So it's just been a case of 100% phone or Zoom rather than the occasional face-to-face. So it hasn't been terribly different for me, but it certainly has been distressing, you know, to see so many businesses struggling so badly at the moment. So, you know, I do feel for them for sure.
So with the businesses that you coach and you deal with them via Zoom calls and stuff like that, what was the maybe one or two prime advice that you gave to businesses as they started going through this COVID-19 crisis?
That wasn't a pun, by the way, when I said Stone, because it was Donna Stone on the phone.
Actually, that was a very good pun. So, look, we'll be back in just a moment. We'll try and get Donna back on the line. In the meantime, better music for you. This is Bay FM 100.3, Searchlight and the Entrepreneur's Journey. There you go, entrepreneurs of a different kind. Brewing whiskey in the backyard. Why not? This is Bay FM 100.3, and we're on Searchlight, the entrepreneur's journey. We're having some technical fun and games this afternoon and this evening. I don't know about you, John, but today, technologically, has been one of those days where it was just sort of like,
Did you have an attack of the gremlins as well?
I did.
Oh, so did I. Late afternoon, everything was fine, then they all hit at once.
Yep.
It was like, you name it, it went wrong. Technical glitch, printer went wrong, printer died.
There must be magnetic things happening around the world at the moment for that to happen, because it's happened at Bay FM. Oh, by the way, we are now up and streaming again, and you want to go and check out our brand new website. And it looks really flash, bayfm.org.au. But on the line at the moment, we will continue what started out as a conversation with Donna in regards to, she is a business coach here in the Redlands. What are some of the things, Donna, that you do with your clients at the beginning of the COVID crisis to help them get through this? So we've got Donna back on the line.
Sure. Fantastic. So, yes, there were a few things that I was having quite a few conversations with clients at the beginning. One of my conversations with them was to make sure they were having conversations with their clients, because everyone was sort of in fear and panic mode, and some people were actually scared of contacting their clients in case the client was going to say, stop all services. So there was, you know, that fear, and I had a few clients who did have that experience, and then after they had made those calls, they felt so much better having done that, and it cemented the relationship with the client, because the client realised, yes, they're there. Look, for some clients, it was helping them with diversification, you know, not having all their eggs in one basket. It was sorting out their finances, trimming the fat, getting real about what they really needed to be spending in their business, and even to the degree of in their personal life. And of course, knowing how to claim the government stimulus packages and, you know, the various government grants that were around. So there was a lot of education. And I did do a fair bit of research in that respect of finding out what's available, what's around. And then I was putting that on my website, and that's actually still there, which is www.donna.com. www.stone.com.au. So a lot of information up there, summaries of different opportunities and options, and I keep updating that just to, for everyone to have access to and share.
I'm impressed because there were accountants that still couldn't get their head around all of the different packages. So as a business coach, you've got so many different hats that you wear trying to coach people through. What was a fairly, you know, panicky time, and you've managed to successfully navigate the ATO and their gobbledygook and the fact that they were changing the rules on a daily basis. Well done.
Yes, and that was one of the challenges, and, you know, credit to the accountants because, you know, every two minutes, the rules were changing, and it was just, you know, keeping up with it all was a little bit of fun and games. But, you know, we got there, so that's the important thing.
So as we start to move through and the restrictions are lessening slowly, we can start to breathe a little better now. What is the next stage of what are you encouraging your clients to do?
Well, I think a lot of what I'm talking to clients about is good business principles. It's things like having a business model. For instance, when you go into business, doing your due diligence, knowing where you're heading, you know, what's your strategy, and having that written down, what are your budgets, your cash flow forecasts, your marketing plan. So a lot of the things that I'm talking to clients about are just good business principles, but the thing is that for some businesses, they haven't got the cash that they potentially might have had before, so they can't muck around and get it wrong. They've got to get it right, and that's, you know, why we do things like have, you know, business plans and have, you know, budgets and forecasts and marketing plans so that we do things right the first time consistently and we're not making costly mistakes.
Yeah, that makes total sense, and certainly making sure that there's, you know, it's back to one of the core themes this evening about clarity on the business model. I mean, you know, as a business coach giving that kind of advice to businesses, how often do you see a case maybe of there may be, you know, a perfectly robust, solid, potentially quite solid business model, but there's insufficient clarity on the value proposition, what it is they're actually delivering to their clients? Do you ever see those sorts of cases?
Look, I do at times, particularly smaller business. It's not like... you know, say like Apple, that are very clear, you know, they've got an incredible product that sells itself. Sometimes the smaller business hasn't got that clarity or doesn't really identify it terribly clearly. Other times they do. You know, sometimes I'll come across a very small business and I talk to them, find out more about what they're doing, and I'm amazed at how well they're doing some aspects. But quite often there are gaps, you know, and just depends on the business owner what skills and experience they've got as to where the gaps might lay.
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, one of the things I sometimes talk about is the difference between, there can sometimes be a difference between what you sell and what's at the heart of the value proposition that your customer's actually buying. And that sounds a bit weird until you stop and think about it. I mean, a little example I sometimes quote is, well, suppose you're selling pool fencing and you will go around and say, oh, I supply pool fencing. But what's your customer really buying? Well, your customer's actually really buying peace of mind and safety for their children, you know. So, you know, the fact that you're supplying one product, but actually the value that the client's getting out of it is something else. If you understand what the value driver is, you're probably in a better position to market and promote your product, you know. So, yeah, I think those kinds of issues, I mean, they sound a bit crazy until you drill into them a little bit, and then you have to stop and think about them. And our earlier guest, Mike, was talking about having, you know, understanding the practical marketing and selling of things. And that's where those two really sort of begin to tie together, I think. But yeah, I mean, certainly you would see that day in, day out, I'm guessing, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes it's just helping a client get a bit of clarity around what it is that they're selling, you know, like a bookkeeper might be, you know, you say, well, what are you selling? Bookkeeping services. But really, they're selling things like
time,
you know, stress, time, not having stress, getting things done properly, being able to sleep at night, knowing that, they're going to pass an audit, all those sorts of things. It's like a business that I had worked with, that does handyman services, that same sort of thing as well. It was about selling, time and peace of mind and just knowing I don't have to stress about it. I don't have to nag my husband to do it, or I don't have to, have this, awful list of tasks to do on the weekend. It's those other things that, are the selling points that make it something that's, good value.
So when you're talking to a client in that kind of situation, what are the kind of things that you sort of get them to think about, or little exercises maybe to engage in to get them to really drill into thinking about this kind of stuff? Because it's not always the easiest thing in the world to just come up with ideas on.
I guess a lot of it is discussion, it's conversations, it's me understanding the client and, what they're doing, how they're doing it. And I guess also having that fresh perspective, being myself, coming in and saying, okay, but hey, what about this? Or have you thought about that? Or, so it's not necessarily a 5-point, process that I run through the same with every client, because when I'm working with my clients, every client is different. I can be working with 5 clients in the one industry and they can be completely and utterly different. So my approach is a little bit different perhaps from others in that I do take that flexible approach. I look at the individual specifically and, see what they're needing and what they're wanting. But a lot of it is talk, a lot of it's discovery, a lot of it's finding out, okay, well, what are you doing? And, hey, what about this? And then having that conversation. And then, of course, implementing it. It's all very well. It's like, people that go to workshops and seminars and, they think, oh, that was awesome, that was great, and they took all these notes, and then they go away and they do nothing. And that's the difference. I want to make sure that when we come up with an idea and a strategy, we actually implement. So that's the important thing, is to follow through and have that implementation.
Yes, an idea without implementation is just an idea. It's already great. So I've got this great business idea, but you've got to do something with it before it can actually get any traction. A key lesson, I think, sometimes in the startup world is there's lots of ideas. But being able to deliver some traction on that is not always the easiest thing in the world to do.
Can we come back in just a moment? We'll have a quick musical interlude. And when we do come back, Donna, this is Donna Stone from Stone Business Coaching. Donna, I'd like to find out more of your history. How did you start and your entrepreneurial journey? This is Bay FM 100.3 Searchlight, the entrepreneur's journey. We'll be back in just a moment. It's Neil Young, Heart of Gold, AFM. Neil Young, Heart of Gold at Bay FM 100.3. This is Searchlight, the entrepreneur's journey, and the entrepreneur's journey continues with our second guest for this evening, and it's Donna Stone from Stone Business Coaching. Now, Donna has some great advice for businesses as they come out of this COVID crisis and as they continue their journey. But I wanted to find out from Donna, where did your journey into being a business entrepreneur yourself and being able to see perhaps the gaps in the market of the people you're talking with, the businesses that you're coaching, how can you help them? So let's rewind ever so slightly. What's your history?
Sure. So my history, yes, I have got some formal qualifications, accounting, small business management, that sort of thing, but what I really feel that I have the know with, working with business coaching clients is my experience. So I ran my own businesses for 15 years and I had been coaching for a while as part of my last business, but I decided to sell my other business and purely focus on coaching. So I've come from that place of being there, done it. It's what I affectionately call the universe, University of Hard Knocks, the real world, having been involved in, being there, done it, had had st- staff. I had 25 staff at the peak of my business. And just having to do everything myself, I knew what it was like, wearing all those different hats and all the challenges that business owners go through. And it's not just the usual challenges like marketing or, you know, converting a sale or dealing with, challenges with people. Sometimes, it's challenges around time management, time mastery. That's something I work with clients a lot on. So lots of experience having been there, done it myself, and, knowing what business owners go through, I really can have that empathy of understanding their experience.
And you also have helped people even further afield from the ones that you're dealing with here in the Redlands, et cetera, by you've written how many books?
So I've written solo five books published, and then there's a sixth book that I was a guest author in, plus probably about a dozen e-books, and I've passed about 520, 530 blogs that I've written. So my little fingers work hard.
Absolutely. So rewind from the last one, 500 plus blogs. If people want to go and literally devour your words and your brain, where would they find these blog posts?
So majority of them are on my current website, www.donna-stone.com.au, or just Google Stone Business Coaching and you'll find the website really easily. And there's a page there called, funnily enough, blogs. So that's where they all are, or most of them.
So 500 plus blogs, and no doubt there is going to be a wealth of information there. But with your ebooks and your actual hardcover books, where would we find those?
Same location. You can access them from the website and just basically make contact with me or fill out the PayPal form and take it from there. So I've tried to make it as easy as possible for people to purchase, and there are some options with a package of, the first three books were part of a series, so you can get that series together. So there's a few options up there, yes.
That sounds wonderful.
That's great. Donna, that's been fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. But there is, as we go through this evening, there's one question I'm making a point of asking all of our guests, and that is, again, if you had one piece of advice you would like to give to anyone who's a startup or thinking of starting out or is maybe in business, what would it be?
I was thinking about this, and I'm thinking, what my piece of advice would be, my gemstone, would be to line up all your ducks, to do your research, do your due diligence, get a solid plan in place, ideally with the assistance of a professional like myself, and just, be prepared, have a marketing plan, have strategy, just be organised rather than simply jumping in the deep end and just like, fly by the seat of your pants. That doesn't always work, and especially at this time when, times are tougher and there's more competition, there's struggle on, and, there's not as much easy cash flow. Do your due diligence, line up your ducks and be organised.
Love it. I think that's very good advice. Donna, thank you very much indeed for joining us this evening. And just finally, again, if somebody wants to contact you, where can they find you?
Look, they can find me on the website or they can contact me directly, mobile 0411 622 666. I'd love to hear from anyone who's looking for some help.
Your webpage is the better one to go to. Not even sure. I wrote down that phone number too quick. So what's your webpage again?
Website is www.donna-stone.com.au or just Google Stone Business Coaching or the phone number 0411 622 666.
Wonderful. Donna Stone, thank you very much for joining us this evening on Searchlight, The Entrepreneur's Journey. How fascinating was that? And, oh, my God, over 500 blog posts.
I think I've done 12. I'm not good at this bloggy stuff. I'm happier talking, frankly,
Yeah, ditto. Ditto.
Maybe that's why we're on the radio. Ah, just work that out.
There's a light bulb moment there. okay, so if you want to go and check it out, Donna Stone, 500 blog posts, ebooks, and hardcover books. If you want to go and pick the brains of someone who's been there, done that, and helps guide people through, then go and check out donna-stone.com.au. This is Bay FM 100.3, the Searchlight Entrepreneur's Journey. We will continue the journey in just a moment.